Our scripture text is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. For them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. For them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. So the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things for all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. The title of my sermon, Servant and All to Gain the More. Or restate it more clearly, Paul humbles himself in order to save more souls. If Paul were a salesman, he would put it this way: my customer is my master, and I am always his servant. In order to have a harmonious church at one of my Sunday sermons, I said, "You are always right, and I as pastor am always wrong." Members of the church, I'm sure, including my wife, were quite surprised. To serve in the church, you have indeed to humble yourself. Well, these are the examples of how Paul worked his way in the church. Paul says unto the Jew, "I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews." On his second missionary journey, he met young Timothy and converted him. As Paul would take him along, he took him and circumcised him, because the Jews that were in those quarters knew that his father was a Greek. after Timothy was circumcised, he freely could render much invaluable service, not only in Paul's second missionary journey, but right throughout his days until the end of Paul's imprisonment, even before his execution. Paul gained Timothy under the law to great profit for the sake of winning more souls. Paul now talks about those who are without the law, that he might gain them who are without the law. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 3, he says, "But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised." Paul gained Titus without the law. And in Paul's epistle to Titus, what great work was done by Titus for the Lord is recorded. Now please take note of the difference between Timothy and Titus. Well, Timothy's mother was a Jewess. Therefore, he came under the law, so he had to be circumcised. But Titus, being fully a Gentile, need not be circumcised. Different circumstances, different treatment. Now, in the third category, Paul says, "The weak, I became as weak, that I might gain the weak, by all means that I might save some." Indeed, saving souls is the most important thing. Here we have a very interesting testimony from Dr. John Sung. John Sung got his PhD from America, and he became an evangelist of great fame, winning thousands and thousands of souls for Christ. Well, when he went to Manchuria, now it's counted as part of China, the people requested him to baptize, and he baptized 200. But when they came south to Hong Kong, which is not Presbyterian or Methodist territory, but Baptist territory, he made no headway. So, why no headway? The Baptists required him to immerse. Unless he immersed, they will not receive them into Hong Kong territory. Yielding to the Baptists, he did immerse some of them. Outwardly, yes, Was he weak? He evil. Outwardly, yes. But inwardly, no. He being Methodist, he remained a strong Methodist. So he chuckled. More faith, less water. Less faith, more water. What do you mean? When Johnson Jubilee hinted that Baptists use more water, the answer is less faith. Well, that is playing on the Baptists. Baptists and Presbyterians, having more faith, use less water. When Singapore, when Johnson preached in a Methodist church in Singapore, nobody stopped him to immerse or not to immerse. Since we left Life Church 2 years ago, because my two assistant pastors declared the Bible to contain mistakes against my belief of no mistake and 100% perfect, we see today is fully 300 who have stopped, who have stood with me. And yet I made myself a servant and all, that I might gain them all, preaching the gospel to save souls is our first emphasis. Then comes baptism. Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And you can see the emphasis in Mark chapter 16, 15 and 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Baptism comes second. Paul does not crack a joke here like John Sung when he says, for Christ sent me not to baptize but to preach the gospel, but not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ be made of none effect. He was speaking the honest truth. No more and no less. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Heavenly Father, so also speak to our hearts, especially those who are here and have found salvation for many years, that we may witness to others, that we may bring them to Christ, which is also our duty, the most important job, to save a soul from the eternal fires of hell, and today we want to thank thee once again for the infant that was brought by the believing parents. and the two adults that were baptized, and the two who have grown in the reaffirmation of faith. And now, may the saving grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all till Jesus come again. Amen.